a lady that actually you will see sitting on the steps of the water tower when the weather is nice in Chicago is a woman that I call Administrator. And the reason I call her Administrator is because at one time in her life she has told me that she was an administrator. And that's not very interesting at all, but let me tell you what you see when you see this woman. Her name is Bonnie. This is a black lady that you see her about 4 in the afternoon on a nice day with a nice push cart that doesn't look like it's being pushed by a bum or anybody who doesn't have a job. She's pushing a nice push cart. It looks like she may have just come from the airport, and she has luggage, and she's dressed in a nice, sophisticated a business suit for a woman, and she's wearing nice shoes. But if you look closely at them, you can see her shoes are falling apart at the heels. And her hair is fairly well put together, and she has earrings on and a necklace, and she has makeup on. And you see Bonnie about 4:30 walking with her pushcart towards the water tower. When she gets towards the water tower, she will select some steps and she will unpack her pushcart. From her pushcart, she will take a tablecloth, and then she'll lay the tablecloth on the steps where she is. She'll then take out of her pushcart some coffee cups, some wine glasses, a candelabra or two. She'll take out of there a full, complete tea set. And she sometimes has a punch bowl with her. She'll have place settings. She'll have napkins with napkin rings. Perhaps enough cutlery and crockery for 5 or 6 people. And she'll set all this out on this tablecloth, like sort of a homeless Martha Stewart. And then she will take the outfit that she's wearing, and she'll take the coat off, and she'll put on a disheveled type of coat. She'll mess up her hair. She'll take out a blanket or a sheet, and she'll put it around herself as though she has no place to live, and she will sit there on the steps of the water tower with this surreal display of the trappings of a fancy get-together laid out in front of her on a tablecloth, and she will sit there. Sometimes what she will do is she will hook up a very elaborate mechanism. What this is, she'll take a coffee pot, and she'll connect it to a very long extension cord, and she will look for the electrical outlets that are there for the gardeners, and she will connect about 20 feet of this extension cord to one of these electrical outlets, and she'll turn on her electric coffee pot. And then she'll make coffee, and as people come by, she'll ask them if they would like to have a cup of coffee. And people wonder, well, you know, why is she doing this? What is going on here? And then she explains that she used to be married to a man that divorced her and cheated on her, and she has children who don't speak to her anymore. My goodness, I wonder why. And she says how she's homeless and has nowhere to live, and she's trying to make ends meet. And she says that she's very sorry, but she has no food to offer the person. She explained to me one time something she likes to do. She likes to go into a supermarket all dressed up and fill up a cart with expensive food items, caviar and champagne and turkeys, steaks, stuffed grape leaves, whatever it is. And she'll fill this cart up with about $400 worth of food. And then as she leaves the market, they'll tally up everything, and she'll say, "I'm sorry, I only have enough money to buy this one apricot." And then they'll have to take everything off and put it back on the shelves, and then she'll buy one apricot or one can of Coca-Cola, or she'll buy one package of cheese. But everything else in the cart will have to go back, and she laughs, and she thinks that's very funny. She says that one day she thinks that a rich person will buy everything in the cart for her. But she has no idea what she would do with all that food, since she doesn't have a place to live. What Administrator likes to do is after she does her begging on the steps of the water tower, she then packs up all her crockery and her wine glasses and things, and she gets on the bus, and she'll ride the number 22 bus to the end of the line to Howard Street, and then she will get off the bus, and she will ride it to the other end of the line, and she will do this all night long.